Wissal is a really talented East Lansing-based band that combines Eastern and Western musical styles. And Wissal is our Live Music Friday musical guest here in Studio S this morning. We're going to be chatting up the six members of Wissal coming up in just a little bit, and you'll be hearing some of their music throughout the course of the program. We've got a couple of percussion instruments and an electric bass, a mandolin, an oud, and a clarinet. So, and this is as many musicians as we've had in Studio S yet at the same time. So we're not going to stop until we get the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in here someday. So just so you know, we want more and more music in the studio all the time. We're glad you could join us here for Friday on Current State. Later this hour, more from Wissal. We talk with NPR's Robert Krulwich of Radiolab fame. You've probably heard the work of Robert Krulwich over the years, and the MSU Opera. His opera theater is performing La Boheme. We'll visit with a few of the organizers and performers in that production as well. To start out our show, Michigan's Democratic candidate for governor, Mark Schauer, selected his running mate this week. To no one's surprise, Mr. Schauer selected Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown, describing her as a fighter who knows how to lead. Before her election as clerk, the West Bloomfield resident represented Central Oakland County for two terms in the Michigan House of Representatives. Before that, she worked both as an attorney and a realtor. We welcome Lisa Brown to Current State. How are you?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
We're well, and we're glad you could join us. Congratulations on this new opportunity.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited.
I'm sure you've relished your previous roles, but LG is a pretty big deal.
Well, you know what? The opportunity to work with Mark Schauer is just a thrill for me. So,
well, so far, the campaign has stressed what it says is the toll that working and middle-class people have paid as a result of Republican-led reforms under Governor Snyder. It's pointed to taxing pensions, the passage of right to work, cuts to education, although some of those have been restored. Will the focus change on these issues now that you're formally on the ticket?
No, education was always a top priority for me in the legislature, and that will continue to be a priority of mine and Mark's as we move forward.
Well, I'm just wondering if there might be more emphasis on women's issues, for example. I mean, as supportive as Mark Schauer might be, these issues might have more credibility coming from you.
Well, economic issues are women's issues. Education is a women's issue, so they're all related.
Well, I want to ask you about two points that the Republicans are hitting hardest, and they are related. First, that you and Mark Schauer don't have a plan to continue what they are calling Michigan's comeback. Do you have a plan?
We do, and, you know, I question what was Governor Snyder's plan and what actually happened to it, because he hasn't been able to lead his own party in the legislature.
Well, tell us about your plan.
Well, investing in education, that has an impact on our economy. It has an impact on attracting businesses and making sure that our kids have access to a high-quality education and that they'll be able to compete for the jobs in the future. That's a big one, but making sure that everyone is represented by our government, not just an elite few, working for the middle class. It's disappearing under Governor Snyder, and no one who works 40 hours a week should be living in poverty. We're looking at, you know, raising the minimum wage, and Governor Snyder said that's not a significant issue to him, and perhaps personally to him it's not. But to many residents of this state, it is.
Well, the second charge that the Republicans make is kind of implicit in the first one, and that is that Michigan has come back under the Snyder administration. They claim more than 220,000 new jobs on their watch. They say number one in manufacturing job growth, sixth fastest rising. And they point to other data that suggests this and a bunch of other claims. Are you concerned, Lisa, that the economy has improved enough on the Snyder administration's watch that gives them an advantage?
No. Michigan's unemployment is the third worst in the nation, and Michigan is 49th in job growth. I don't see that as a comeback. You know, the support of the president with the auto industry, that has a lot to do with any with the improvements that we have in Michigan. It's not from Rick Snyder.
If these arguments are resonating with the voters the way you suggest, why has virtually every poll going back months now shown the governor leading Mr. Schauer?
And yet he hasn't had 50% of the vote either. And, you know, Mark has been a fighter for Michigan's middle class and making a fair economy for everyone. But, you know, he's been located on the Battle Creek area, and people there know him. He's now been traveling the state and getting his message out. And when people hear the message, they are very excited about it.
I'm curious if you and Mark Schauer have discussed the kind of role that you might play as lieutenant governor. Has that been a topic between the two of you?
You know, we've talked about it a little bit, and Mark has been very gracious in letting me give input as far as policies that we're discussing, especially in regards to education. You know, with my background in the legislature, that as I said, that was my focus, and I served as the vice chair on the education committee while I was in the House. So being able to be a part of things, and, you know, every conversation changes when there's a woman at the table, and Mark has invited me to be at that table.
We're talking with Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown, who was just announced here in the last couple of days as Mark Schauer's running mate for lieutenant governor in the state of Michigan for the Democratic Party. Do you anticipate a civilized campaign or something less than civilized? Let's put it that way.
You know, we're just here to talk about what we bring. And, you know, there's comparisons, of course. But I think that any mudslinging, if you will, would be coming from the Koch brothers.
How do you respond to critics who say that your success would be a return to Granholm policies that remind them of the lost decade?
You know what? I think that's a fallback argument. I really do. I didn't agree with everything that Granholm did. That was not a secret. So I think they're just, you know, grasping at straws.
Is your campaign treasury a concern? I know the governor and Mr. Calley have a pretty well-funded campaign.
Well, we're not millionaires like Governor Snyder, so, you know, ours is a grassroots effort.
Yeah, an author who was quoted in yesterday's Detroit Free Press story about your candidacy said, quote, "We're getting to a moment where it's unacceptable to have two white guys on the ticket," unquote. Do you agree with that?
I think it's important to have women at the table. I do. And again, thinking that women only care about choice and that's the only issue that we care about, as I said, we care about the economy, we care about education, we care about every issue that a man cares about, because we're wage earners and we are the breadwinners for our families as well.
But have we reached a point where it's unacceptable to have two white guys on the ticket?
Well, you know, and you're talking race. I think it's more important. I don't know if you're focusing more on the race issue or on the gender issue. So if it's the race issue, I think that is, I think that the people of Michigan want people who will represent everyone. I don't know that they need to see themselves, you know, someone who looks like them on the ticket. But I think that many of us are tired of the old boys network. And when you think that and realize that over 50% of the population in our state are female, yeah, there should be more elected women in this state.
There's been an interesting and somewhat confusing debate recently over whether the Snyder administration has, as it has claimed, increased per pupil education spending in Michigan. Have you looked at this?
I have, and knowing, you know, I served one term while Rick Snyder was, you know, in his first couple of years as governor. And what they have done is taken more money out of the school aid fund. So more money going to schools has to come from the general fund. It's all how you message, right? So you hear a lot of elected officials who will give you a message, but they're not finishing the sentence. And it's not that they're putting more money in. It's perhaps that they're just taking more money out of the general fund, but that doesn't mean that our schools are actually getting more. And, you know, I fought to increase the per pupil foundation for all of our schools. There's to close the gap. There's still a huge difference between top and bottom. Proposal A has failed across the state. There's a lot of changes that need to be made, but education has to be a priority. It affects our future. It affects our economy.
You've generated a good deal of media coverage a couple of times in recent years. You were most recently in the news the weekend before last for being one of the few county clerks who opened offices on Saturday to marry gay couples. 2 weeks later, Lisa Brown, what do you make of what's happened since then?
In regards to...
Well, just the discussion, the debate, the legal action, any of that.
In regards to the case, you know, I find it very frustrating that the governor could say or did say that the marriages that were performed are legal, but they're not going to be extended any state benefits. He's talking out of both sides of his mouth. Either you're supporting same-sex marriage or you're not. You're either respecting the Constitution and or you're not. And, you know, I can't think of a more wish-washy approach to respond to this. You know, I've been forced to discriminate in my office, and I was so thrilled that Judge Friedman said, I don't have to do that anymore. But because of Rick Snyder and Bill Schuette, I'm back to having to do that again.
Where do your constituents stand with regard to the gay marriage changes here in Judge Friedman's ruling? Did you feel most Oakland County residents agree with the ruling?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've heard from, and not just my constituents, but people across the state, and it's not just Democrats either. I've heard from people who identify themselves as Republicans and have said, I don't understand why people are having a problem. This is about equal protection under the law. This is about civil rights. My marriage is not affected by somebody else's marriage.
Hmm. And in 2012, you generated some headlines when you chose to resist a GOP proposal to impose new regulations on abortion in Michigan. You said you were flattered with all the interest in your vagina, but no means no. Did you ever have any regrets over your choice of words there?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with what I said.
No one came up to you afterwards and said, Lisa, you know, you could have made your point and avoided the anatomy lesson. No, nobody said that.
Not one person, it's funny that you say that, because not one person came up to me after and said anything that about, and if you watch the video, you know, it's still out there on YouTube, mm-hmm. If you watch the video of my speech, you can see my Republican colleagues behind me, and nobody blinks an eye, there's nobody's jaw hits the ground, nobody takes a quick look at me, there is no response. I didn't know until the following day that anyone supposedly had a problem with it when I found out I was banned from speaking. No one said anything to me that entire day.
You are hitting the ground running here now, and you. What's it like functioning as a county clerk and a candidate for lieutenant governor? What's that going to be like?
Well, of course, I'm going to carry out my duties as clerk, and you know, in the evenings and the weekends, I'll be talking to voters around the state and telling them how Mark and I want to move Michigan forward by making sure our middle class still exists. Because, as I said, it's disappearing, making sure every child has access to high-quality education, raising the minimum wage.
Well, Lisa Brown, it was great to have you on the program. We wish you luck, and we appreciate your time here today. Lisa Brown, the Oakland County Clerk, Mark Schauer's new running mate for lieutenant governor. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Good luck.